كان إنا نراك من المحسنين. قال معاذ الله أن نأخذ إلا ما وجدنا متاعنا عنده إنا إذا لظالمون. فلما استيأسوا منه خلصوا نجية. قال كبيرهم ألم تعلموا أن أباكم قد أخذ عليكم موثقا من الله ومن قبل ما فرطتم في يوسف فلن أبرح الأرض حتى يأذن لي أبي ويحكم الله لي وهو خير الحاكمين. ارجعوا إلى أبيكم فقولوا يا أبانا إن ابنك سرق وما شهدنا إلا بما علمنا وما كنا للغيب حافظين. Yesterday we had discussed that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had made a plan to have his brother Binyamin to stay back with him. And as he had planned, everything worked out. So now he had the evidence, so-called evidence against his brother to keep him back along with him in Egypt. So when the brothers realized that now they are not going to be returning to Egypt, to returning from Egypt with their brother Binyamin, and they had promised that their father, that they will bring Binyamin back. The father is very, very concerned to send Binyamin along with them. So, and they promised their father to bring him back, and now they realize that they will be returning to Canaan without their brother Binyamin. So now they try to persuade Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the king, to send the son along with them. So they said, قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهُ الْعَزِيزُ. He said, O minister, O nobleman, O minister, إِنَّ لَهُ أَبًا شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا. Certainly our brother Binyamin, he has a very, very old father. فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانًا. So rather, why don't you rather take one of us in place of him? I mean, one of us will stay behind in Egypt, and you send Binyamin back because his father has a very soft spot for him, and his father is an old person, and you really, really miss him. So why don't you ask one of us to stay behind and send Binyamin back to Canaan? إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. O king, certainly we see you to be from amongst those who are muhsinin, those who are righteous. So likewise, we see there's a very important lesson here. Is that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, we did about the prison. When he was in the prison, then those two people came to him to ask him for the interpretation of the dream. And that time, what were the words? Inna naraka minal muhsinin. So in the prison, in that state, where now generally a prisoner is a person who doesn't have much social standing, is not regarded to be the best part of society. But at that time, they told Yusuf alayhi salam, you are a good doer. And now Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam on the throne of Egypt, in a high position in Egypt, the very same words are used to him. Inna naraka minal muhsinin. You will see you to be a good doer. So this is a very important lesson for a believer, that throughout his life, no matter what his condition may be, ups and downs in his life, a person has to continue to be minal muhsinin. He has to be amongst those who are always trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person will continue to be minal muhsinin in adversity and in good times, then Allah ta'ala will bring ease for him in all his difficulties. So here Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, in the prison and on the throne of Egypt, both times people recognize that this person is a good person. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, we seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنْ أَخُذَ إِلَّا مَا وَجَدْنَا مَتَاعَنَا عِنْدَهُ. We seek Allah ta'ala's protection. It can never be that we incriminate and we take a certain person as a criminal instead of the one who we found to be guilty. It will not be right. One person cannot pay for the wrong of somebody else. So we will not be taking any of the brothers. Rather, you all have to return to Canaan, and I will be keeping your younger brother Binyamin with me. Inna idhal ladhalimun. Certainly, if we have to hold back one person who is innocent in lieu of the guilty one, then we will be amongst those who are the wrongdoers. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيًّا. So when the brothers now realized that there is no hope, we cannot return to Egypt or to Canaan with our brother, they went aside and they began to make mashwara, they began to discuss it. قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ. The eldest brother said, إِنْ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا. Do you not know, do you not realize, أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ. That certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that certainly your father, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he told other brothers, has taken a solemn pledge from you, وَمِنْ قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّتْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفَ, that you return with Binyamin. وَمِنْ قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّتْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفَ. And also we know very well in the past what we have done to our brother Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ حَتَّى يَأْذَنْ لِي أَبِي وَيَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. So the elder brother said that I will hang around here in Egypt. I will not return. I cannot stand to face my father. Rather, I will stay in Egypt and will continue to try to make an effort to release Binyamin. But the rest of you, I'll return here until my father, Yaqub alayhi salam, permits me to come back, or Allah ta'ala makes some other decision for me. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Allah ta'ala is the best of deciders. إِرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ بِكُمْ. So, my brothers, you, all of you, return to Egypt. فَقُولُوا يَا أَبَانَ return to Canaan, to your father in Canaan, and tell your father, إِنَّ بْنَكَ سَرَقْ, that your youngest son, Binyamin, he has stolen. وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا إِمَا عَلِمْنَا, and oh our father, we have no evidence, we do not have any evidence except what came to our knowledge. وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ, and we do not have any knowledge of the unseen. So we did not preempt and we do not expect this to happen. It is beyond our circumstances, we had no control over it. And this is what happened, and Binyamin had to remain behind in Egypt. Thank you for understanding.